once upon a time, in a land where people no longer content with just watching football, decided to take their watching to a higher level. And thus, fantasy football was born, and has since grown into a massive beast with an insane amount of varieties. PPR, standard, IDP, with points off the bench bonuses. But during the growth of the industry, many have been left in the wake, lost and confused. Is this you? Have you always had an interest but feel too far behind to join in the fun? Well, fear not, my friend. We here at Fantasy Football University have made sure we have the very best teachers ready to get you not only on the same page, but well ahead of your competition and hoisting your championship trophy into the sky. If you are tired of missing out on the fun, class is now in session.
Welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Football University, the one and only show out there geared towards the beginner fantasy football enthusiast. If you're out there looking for something to do in this game, if you're looking for things that interest you, if you're looking for fun, addictive hobbies that'll eventually break your will and take up every ounce of your time, then you have come to the right place, folks. And with me, I have some of the best in the industry with me. My brothers from another mother. I got Jason. Jason, how we doing this evening?
Man, it is great. We've been talking about doing Fantasy Football University for a good long time. It took a while to put up the building, get some chalkboards, you know, these new COVID rules. We had to have hand sanitizers and masks. We finally got that stuff together. We're ready to go.
And absolutely. I mean, we're going to keep this as an online only thing for a while now before we can really open up the brick and mortar back up. But speaking of brick and mortar, we got the roof laying mofo. We got George. What's going on, buddy? How we doing this evening?
I have been looking forward to the official release of FFU for what seems like 2 years now. Like we started this talking about it in its infancy stages. And then we went out and we procured the land, and then we got the government to sign off for us to build the university. And we are finally putting it together and getting it out there. And it is glorious.
It is. It really is groundbreaking, if you will. The puns. And we have our favorite student joining us this year, our only student. So I guess they're by default our favorite. Jamie, how we doing, Jamie? How's it going? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your adventure going into fantasy football with us this year.
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Enjoying the lovely weather. Just kidding. It's super windy here. So I've always loved football. I actually used to think I was going to be the first woman in the NFL when I was young, because I was such a tomboy. Love playing it. I actually love watching it. It's the only sport I like to watch. And so I definitely would love to learn how to play fantasy football and kick some butt.
So, Jamie, let me ask you a quick question. What is your favorite NFL team?
The Raiders.
Boo.
I'm sorry.
Boo.
Boo.
The Raiders.
And I have to ask a follow-up. What is your favorite all-time NFL player?
So Tim Brown is my dude. has been since I was a kid. I've always loved the Raiders. And it's funny now that, like, I don't know, I'm an adult and stuff. I've found out that my uncles actually like the Raiders too, which I didn't know, because their sister likes the Donkeys.
Well, I mean, you got to kind of keep it in the closet up there when you're a Raiders fan. That's a good way to get beat up or shot at or things of that nature. You got to be a Broncos fan or else you're just not one of us type attitude.
Pretty sure the Raider fans doing the beating up. So
yeah, now maybe.
I've got one more question that just came to me. So you said Tim Brown was your favorite NFL player of all time,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How come you didn't select the greatest Raider in Raider history? And yes, I am talking about Seabass himself, Sebastian Janikowski.
I don't know. Tim Brown.
So and this is why we're sending Jamie to the FFU, the Fantasy Football University, because the correct response to that was he's a kicker and kickers don't matter.
That's it. That would be the correct answer. That's a fact.
Kickers can matter.
No.
So when Jamie graduates the university here, she will know to answer that question, kickers don't matter. It'll be just second nature.
Like, I'll write that down. Kickers don't matter.
She's already taken notes. Look at that. Now, see, I have to say, Tim Brown may be your favorite Raider of all time. He is actually my least favorite Buccaneer of all time. He left the Raiders and for two seasons stole a paycheck from us. He came to Florida to retire. I think he might have had like three catches in 2 years. So,
you know, do whatever you got to do, I guess.
I mean, I personally blame the Bucs for signing an 87-year-old Tim Brown, but that's okay.
It's very true. Oh. It's very true.
It's kind of funny because they just signed Tom Brady, and now it's like, visions of the past. Visions of the past.
He may catch more than three passes.
Who's that?
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
He might.
I've seen him try to catch. I'm kidding.
They might throw a few packages like that. You never know. You never know. Well, we'll go ahead and start getting into the lesson plan here. The very first setup here is what we're going to be doing this year is we're going to be taking Jamie from a person who thinks that kickers matter, and we're going to turn her into an actual fantasy football champion. We're going to get her into the Pro-Am this year. We're going to get her into a listener league this year, as well as just an unsuspecting league, so she can just kind of try her legs out on like a regular sleeper app. I know I have a lot of luck on those apps out there as far as the sleeper leagues go. And so I'm definitely going to get her involved in one of those and see how far we can take this. So the first question we have is, what is fantasy football? Jason, what is fantasy football to you?
To me? Oh, man, it's the thing I do to stay away from my family.
That's actually a legit answer. That's a fair answer.
Is that not the right? I shouldn't be saying that. To me, it used to just be a small-time hobby, right? Like, I was in a league or two. But the further you delve into it, the harder it gets to pull away from it. It's so much fun. Trades, drafting. I mean, draft day is better than – if I didn't have kids, draft day would be 100% better than Christmas. Because I have kids, you know, it's 50-50 now. But draft day – in my home league with me and George, draft day is Christmas. It's the day you get excited. You wake up in the morning, you're ready to open your draft presents, and it sets the tone for the whole year. Fantasy football is that all the way through the season, though. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You know, between your players doing well, getting hurt, making trades, picking up free agents, it's just a full-time job that you love to go to all the time.
I completely agree. I completely agree with every statement there. George, what is fantasy football to you, bud?
Fantasy football to me is an escape. It's an opportunity for me to step away from reality and spend way more time, way more money, and focus way more attention than I actually should be on something that I absolutely love doing. I could be having just a really bad day at work, or, you know, just a bad day in general, and something good can happen to your fantasy team during the year, and it can literally change your mood. Fantasy football is, for me, it's an escape from reality, and I'm so glad that we went down the rabbit hole that we've gone down to and have gotten to where we are because of fantasy football. Fantasy football has allowed me to make great friends, like, for example, Mike here, the guys with the Sleeperwire team. It's allowed me to do things that I never thought I would be able to do, like last year when we went to SportsCon and got to meet all these Hall of Fame football players, got to meet celebrities. All of that was through fantasy football, and it's stuff I never thought I'd be able to do. So it's, you know, fantasy football for me has been a escape from reality. But it's also been something that has allowed me to do things I never thought I'd be able to do.
That's the truth right there, too. So two great answers right there. I mean, for me, it's the same exact thing. I love the camaraderie that it brings. We're getting to Scott Fishbowl season right now. So that's really big on Twitter because you've got just thousands of people, right? Just all chatting every day. People waiting to get in, people wanting to get in, people that have gotten in. Oh, it's just the greatest season ever. And it's just so fun because it all goes towards a good cause and everything kind of gets funneled towards the right kind of things out there. I mean, these are charities that we've got, like Scott Fish actually goes out there and buys toys. I mean, you guys can sympathize with that because you guys do the exact same thing down here in Florida with Break from the Grind. So, I mean, there's just so many cool things like that that I've gotten involved in. I mean, all we're doing is we're just basically taking players, making them go out there, or we don't make them go out there. They go out there, they do the job that they're getting paid to do. Sometimes we get lucky enough and they score a touchdown. Sometimes we get lucky enough and they light it up and you get to have that 40-point opportunity. And man, when you have that going on, but then you also have the flip side of that too, George, right? Like when you're sitting there at work, like I was one day, I believe it was a Wednesday night at about 7 o'clock when I was working my ass off. It was cold and snowy outside. Season wasn't even on us, or the season wasn't even halfway, barely started. And I get the notification that my quarterback, Deshaun Watson, pulled his ACL in practice and was out for the season. And that makes a really bad day a really, really bad day.
Mike, I wanted to interrupt you real quick and say thank you for saying Deshaun Watson and not Jordy Nelson, because had you said Jordy Nelson, that would have hashed up old feelings that are being very much suppressed, stuff that really, really hurts when you find out that you take Jordy Nelson in the second round and you're so excited because you couldn't believe he's there. And by the sixth round of the actual draft in your home league, Jordy Nelson sprains his ACL and he's out for the year. So,
man.
Yeah. So we've just brought up Jordy Nelson. Now my feelings are hurt. I'm going to have to go.
I mean, to be fair, you brought it up.
I did. And I'm going to have to go to the bathroom for a minute and step away from this classroom so I can bang my head on the mirror.
No hall pass, sir. No hall pass.
Damn it. Damn it.
Okay. So then what's the hype all about, right? Because, I mean, I see everybody talking about it. I mean, we kind of covered exactly how we feel about it. But what do you think is the biggest draw to fantasy football? I mean, I've seen people win all kinds of money on daily fantasy football. I've seen things like where people have to get trophies, things like that. I mean, what's really the pull to it? Is it just the friends hanging out, do you think, at the end of the day, Jason?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Like I said, it's an escape for me from work and from family obligations. But it's also meeting new people, doing a couple of different podcasts. I've met people that I never thought I would meet, talk to people I never thought I would talk to. George and I have had the opportunity to talk to people about, their depression and alcoholism, as well as people about, how they've become great success in a field that used to just be a game for them. So it's like there's a family aspect to it. All the guys in Sleeperwire, it's like a big dysfunctional family that we all get together and talk about one particular thing. And it's also the whole community has like this huge family feeling to it. And I think that's what draws people in. There's also gambling and all of that kind of thing. But like, I think the biggest draw for me is just the friendship and the family that we all come and get from this.
I think it's kind of like that, it's kind of like MMA versus boxing, right? Like you like to see boxing. It's fun to watch, but MMA is like the whole package, right? You're getting just everything out of the deal. And that just, it takes football to that very, very much next level. Gets you more excited about watching, and heck, it gets you questioning your own fanhood. And I mean, Jamie, you got attracted to this for a reason. Like, what do you figure the biggest draw for fantasy football is?
I definitely think it's, like you said, kind of getting deeper into it, not just being a fan of a team per se, but like the individual players. I think that's pretty cool. And, paying attention to what they're doing and not just, it definitely makes watching football more fun rather than just, again, watching one team. You're watching, you know, a bunch of teams and whatever.
Absolutely, yeah. People sit there and wonder why people's screens are on eight games of football, and I guarantee you every single time you walk into a situation like that, it's because the person's into fantasy football.
100%. I've definitely seen that before.
yeah, for sure. I mean, you've come over to my house and seen that before, I think, way back when. What is the point of fantasy football, George?
So, obviously, it's to win, right? Like, anytime anybody does any type of competition, and I would label fantasy football as a competition, it's mostly head-to-head. You want to win. That's why you're in the competition, whether it be for bragging rights, whether it's money, whether it's stature, whatever it is that has drawn you to fantasy football, it's for something. So I think that's what the point is to win, obviously.
Yeah. Get some healthy competition going and Get them juices flowing like when you were a kid again, you know, like where it was just like, yeah, freaking let's get some stuff done. I mean, I don't know about most of you guys out there. I mean, I can still kind of maybe go out there and play some sports, but, you know, those days are kind of getting behind me too. So it's kind of nice to just sit down and let other people play sports and still have fun doing it. Jason, what do you think the point of fantasy football is? I mean, besides becoming the champion, hoisting that trophy up and being able to brag to your friends. What else you got for us?
Again, I think George said it 100%. It's the competition. It's winning. I don't know anything else that you play for. It's bragging rights. It's just bragging rights. Like, I want to be the champion in every league every year I play. And that's what it is to me. Like, you got to win.
Same here. And I mean, it's not even really about the trophy at the end of the day. I just want to be able to say, I beat you. And that's good enough for me. I'm happy with that. I do like how there's leagues out there that have repercussions for the loser too, like where they have to stand on the corner in a dress or something like that saying I lost or I'm a loser or something. I've seen some pretty funny ones. Have you guys ever seen any like real bad losers that had to do really bad things?
So Jason and I, and for the last 2 years, we haven't done it, but we actually had our league agree that whoever comes in last place has some sort of a punishment. And typically it is, they have to dress up in, so we play with all guys. So they have to dress up in a dress during our draft. And I will not sugarcoat it. Last year, even though I didn't have the worst team, I had the worst record. A lot of bad breaks, a lot of bad luck, but ultimately I did have the worst record and nobody brought me a dress to wear or else I would have worn a dress. And Jason and them were like, well, you could have brought one of your own. And I'm like, no, that's not happening. If you guys want me in a dress, you bring the dress, I will wear it. And they never did. So I got away with it. This year, we will be having a dress for somebody to wear. And I will be more than happy to post photos.
Yes, I think you should actually still have to wear the dress, but that's a whole nother show topic.
You just like my, I mean, you just like my sexy legs now that I've been up on a roof all day. That's all.
Hey, you know, hey, credit where credit's due, buddy. Credit where credit is due. Okay, so now we got everybody interested out there. So how do you play fantasy football? Like, exactly what does one do to actually just play fantasy football?
I would say join a league. Reach out to your buddies. Reach out to your friends. See if anybody's interested in starting a league. And if they are, like our home league, and I'm going to use it as an example with me and Jason, that league I've been in for almost 10 years now. And when we first started the league, it was all of us who worked together at the county jail. And over the last 10 years, like, a lot of us have left the jail. A lot of us have split off and gone, you know, our life has just taken us in different directions. But because of this fantasy football league, we all, you know, kind of sort of stay in touch throughout the year. And then as the fantasy football season's here, it gives you an opportunity to reconnect with your friends and whatnot. So you you have that camaraderie, and it's something that keeps everybody together basically year round, but most importantly and more specifically during the football season. So get with your friends. I'm alluding to something that we're going to go over next. There's different kind of leagues. There's different size leagues. You can have 4-man leagues. You can have 8-man leagues. You can have 12-man leagues, 10-man leagues, 6-man leagues. I mean, you can have any size league you want with all different types of crazy rules if you want, but get with your friends and say, hey, why don't we do, I like football, you like football. Let's see if we can get a group of us together to do, a fantasy football league. And I would say that would be the first step you got to take to get into a football league or start a fantasy football league.
And to expand on that, I know George is talking about get with your friends and whatever, but however your friends are grouped. So my first league wasn't somebody local. My first league was on a message forum where, I had joined a long, long time ago to find deals on DVDs when I was big into collecting DVDs. So like they had a sports forum and they were starting a fantasy football league and I'd never played before. Think about how long this must have been, because forums are basically gone, right? But first league.
I thought you were going to say DVDs are basically gone.
And, well, they are for sure gone.
Yeah, I definitely thought that's where he was going with that.
But that's exactly the point. Like, it doesn't have to be a local group of friends, because maybe your friends aren't into it. But if you're interested, find people that are interested in football that you kind of know. It could be people on Twitter. It could be people on the internet. It could be your neighbors. It could be pretty much anybody. But find a loose group of people that are really interested in playing football, and maybe and try and find somebody around your skill set, right? Because you might not want to play in Scott Fishbowl if you've never played fantasy football before.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and even then, though, you could probably still wing it enough to figure it out. There's enough sources and resources out there to get things done. I always think of it like a steak. At your core of it, you've got like certain types of steak. You got your New York, your ribeye, your filet mignon. But then how you cook that steak to make it fit your taste is completely up to you. And it just takes eating several of these steaks before you finally figure out what it is that you really like or what it really is that you were looking for. Which brings us to the next point, which is there's three types of fantasy football, right? There's redraft, there's dynasty, and there's daily. There's certain varieties of each one of those, right? You've got like dynasty keeper leagues, or you've got just straight keeper leagues where you can only keep X amount of players per season. Dynasty leagues where you keep a ton of players per season, or even the whole entire NFL roster is basically on somebody's roster if the league's big enough. The redraft is basically the one we will be focusing on most this year, because it is still, believe it or not, the most common type of fantasy football out there. Do you guys have anything to add to that, like as far as the types of fantasy football?
You could get crazy and start saying, there's like Devy leagues. There's all individual defensive player leagues. College, you could fantasy football college. But I think for what we're focusing on, I think you hit the nail on the head. The most popular style in the entire world is redraft, and it's not close. I know a lot of people, especially a lot of people in the Twitter sphere, is all more dynasty centric for the most part, at least around me, because that's kind of where I've been shifting most of how I play is into dynasty leagues. So obviously I'm surrounding myself with people who are dynasty players, but redraft is by far and away the most popular. And then the daily, like you said, a lot of the daily you do for gambling purposes for the most part only. So that's popular amongst those that want to gamble away money. I personally don't, but I think you hit the head on the nail, Mike. I think those are the three that we want to talk about, and redraft is where our focus should definitely be.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, one could even argue Devy is just a specific type of dynasty, right? Because you're typically picking up players from the college level, things like that. And I'm with you 100%. It's kind of funny because once you get bit by that dynasty bug, look out. You're probably not going to look back towards redraft very often after that. I mean, you'll still hop in redraft leagues every year like us, but oh boy, I love me some Dynasty. Jason, do you have anything to add, bud?
Well, I mean, I think we covered it here. There's all kinds of leagues that, you know, I'm starting to get into a lot more of. I love regular redraft leagues with people that don't, like our home league, who don't value the quarterback because, you know, they're taking their quarterback super early and I'm drafting up those wide receivers and the running backs. And you know, these guys are jumping in on Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and I'm super satisfied with Matt Stafford in the 10th. So I've been challenging myself a lot more by trying to get into a lot more super flex leagues or two quarterback leagues to try and put the value back into the quarterback, like the NFL values the quarterback. So that's what I'm getting more into. I'm playing Dynasty a good bit more too. I have more Dynasty leagues than I'm going to be in redraft leagues this year for the first time. So I'm with George on that as well. But you know, it's again, for these brand new listeners, it's about finding something you're comfortable with and then learning as much as possible about it. You know, we'll get into like PPR and what PPR stands for. You know, once upon a time there were leagues where you didn't get points per catch, and there's still, those leagues are still out there, but they're fewer and far between, thank God, because they're just more boring in my opinion. But, you know, we'll get into all of that in later episodes. But really what you need to know now is start playing, find a league you're comfortable with, make the rules up as you go, season to season, that fits the way you want to play, because this isn't a game that's stagnant. There's new rules and new processes all the time, and it just makes the game better. So like, don't be afraid at the end of the season to throw out stuff that doesn't work, let's say kickers and defenses, and bring in stuff that does, like two quarterbacks. So that's all I got to say about it.
Absolutely. I mean, then you brought it up, you know, there are two main types of scoring. You got your point per reception, which is PPR, and your standard. And just like above, you know, like when we were talking about stakes, or when I was talking about stakes anyways, these have just as many variables, right? You can have half point PPR, three quarter point PPR. You can have 8 point PPR. There's all kinds of crazy stuff you can do with any one of these examples. But basically standard just means you get points for yards and touchdowns. And that's basically it. You know, you get your yards, you get your touchdowns. PPR is the same, but they get the bonus to passes caught. So you can, and again, you can adjust these things to wherever you want. You can give them tight end bonuses. Like we said, I mean, there's certain ways we can adapt these things to, but what we're going to basically be dealing with is super flex redraft, because that is kind of the most common out there. That to me seems the easiest league to join in. You know, you're talking about anywhere from 8 to 14 leagues in any given league, 8 to 14 teams, sorry, in any given league. And again, varies, you know, and you guys explain how that works, right? Like, what's the difference between a 14 team league and an 18 league?
Well, like six teams.
So I like
smart guys.
I love the answer. It is factually correct. Even though I was there was no math, but no, seriously, there's a lot of math in fantasy football, a ton. But the largest difference, honestly, I would say, is the pool size of players that you'll have available to you. So if you're in an 8-team league, like, you're going to have a much better overall roster, and everybody else in the league will as well, than you will at a 14-team league. When you do a 14-team league, obviously there's more players drafted. You got another six teams that have to be filled with roster spots as well. So the player pool is definitely a lot thinner than an 18 league.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And that's what I was getting at, you know, cause you get done drafting an 18 league, you're just excited. You're like, dude, look at everybody that's sitting on my roster right now. You're happy. And then week one comes along and you see that exact same roster facing you, and you're like, oh, wait, you know, I mean, maybe you're stacked at wide receiver and maybe he's stacked at running backs, and you're sitting there looking at, you know, like Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley or something crazy like that and going, oh, no, like, this isn't going to be a fun week at all. I was excited. Now I'm not. Jason, with your 16 answer, why I oughta.
I'm the class clown.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Now, so this is a pretty intimidating thing. I know that there's a lot to cover, and that's why we're making this show. That's why we created this show, to make this easy. It's a big numbers game, and it's a frustrating endeavor to get involved in. You can get past that fear factor, and it's just, I'm telling you, the benefits outdo it. They're just going to be huge. You're going to be in groups of people with that you've never thought you were going to be in. Like, dude, I'm in chats right now with, like, Lenny Melnick. Like, I don't know if you guys know who Lenny Melnick is, but he's a huge fantasy baseball guy, right? And, like, I talk to this guy daily about baseball. Like, and I mean, mostly about baseball and COVID right now, because, man, that guy seems like he's like, man, I don't think we're going to have a baseball season. But then he'll, you know, do a show, and then he'll be talking about baseball the whole time. And I'm like, I've been a big Lenny Melnick fan for years, and now I'm actually just like where I can just reach out and be like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, and I mean, it's just things like that that can happen. So, Jamie, what are you thinking so far? What do you think about fantasy football?
I don't know. It sounds exciting, but he said a lot of math, and I don't know about that.
See, and I mean, that's, it is intimidating. You know, the math, the numbers game, it is, but that's where
remembering everything.
Yeah, remembering everything, but then you kind of start learning trends and things like that. I mean, once you kind of start seeing how it works, it really isn't that intimidating. You know, it's just, it's the score. The only numbers that matter is the score at the end of the game, right? And so you're trying to put together the best example of points you can think of beforehand. And I mean, you've got analysts out there like us on Sleeper Wire, you know, plenty of people out there that are going to be telling you who to play, or giving you suggestions of who to play and giving you the reasons why, to kind of take that thinking edge off of it a little bit. Okay, so like I said, I mean, it is intimidating. It can be scary. But at the same time, the best way to do things like this is, you're already curious, is just dive in. Just dive right in both feet. Go download the Sleeper app. Go do a couple of mock drafts over the weekend and possibly over the week. Just kind of get a feel for it. And, you know, for me, with any time I'm doing anything new, I always like to apply the KISS principle, to keep it simple, stupid. And so with me, it's just go hop into a standard, because the scoring is very basic. All that you're doing is looking for people that score touchdowns and get yards. And it just kind of gives you the flow of the people that are kind of the most important in football, and that is the touchdown scores, which does apply to PPR a little bit more, which is the more common factor, right? But we'll go into that whole detail a whole lot later. And next week, what we'll be going over is just the basics. So, hey, we've gotten into a league. Now what do I do? So that'll be it for this week. And guys, do you have anything else to add?
So normally, every class I've ever been in college, you have a quiz at the end, right? Like every first class. This is our first class. Every time I had a first class, the teacher wanted to be sneaky. They thought they were being sneaky, despite the fact that every other teacher in the whole school did the same exact thing. I'm here to tell you, at FFU, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give you some bullshit pop quiz. But as a warning, Jamie, going forward from today on, at the end of every show, there's going to be a quiz to see what you've learned, to see how much you retained. So take notes, cheat off your next student next to you. You know, ask one of the other guys, because every week I'm going to give you a quiz and see what you learned.
All right, I guess I will have to take notes.
So I'm actually going to be that teacher that does throw the pop quiz on day one. Jamie, you have a one-question pop quiz. This position in fantasy football does not matter.
Is it kicker?
Yes. She's got she passed the quiz.
She's off to a good start.
That is what you call changing the world one person at a time, George. So kudos. Well, there is where we're going to end it, folks. We appreciate you listening in. We hope you learned a lot, and we will see you next week. And in the meantime, go FFU.